Joining us now is City Councilman Ty Lucas. Of course, Councilman Lucas serving in Ward 2. Ty, how are you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. I was just going to promote you real quick here a little bit. I officially pulled the plug, and I switched from 1240 a.m. to 106.1.
Oh, you
so
did? Okay.
I've got this, like, clear, I've got this clear, crisp signal in my car, and I give you guys credit for keeping moving forward as a station. And also, I just want to mention I continue to go back and listen to a lot of the interviews you did with city council members that you can replay in that audio section. So kudos to your webpage, too. So
well, thank you, Ty.
You've got me all in here.
I was telling Tanner after you and I had talked, I think it was last month or maybe in passing somewhere, I was telling Tanner, I said, I know we have two people that listen to those audio sections on there on the website. And I said that you did because you had told me, and then Gary from the Chambers told me that he likes to listen to that sometimes. Mm. So.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's a little bit of an underutilized gem out there. So if people want to come back and listen to these, because a lot of times I'm tied up at work at that time in the morning, but then if I'm working on something in my office late in the day, I'll just come back, and you guys are timely with it too. So I appreciate all that technology.
It gives you a feel for your colleagues and stuff on the council, right?
It does, and it gives us things to talk about, too. So I've appreciated all those interviews you did with all the city council candidates.
I was a little nervous when you said you flipped the radio signal in the car. I thought, Ty, what are you telling us? And then when you said you flipped to the FM, I thought, oh, okay, that's acceptable. And there might be some exciting developments on that signal one of these days. One of these days that'll have a stronger frequency so more folks can enjoy it outside of town. So just a matter of when that'll happen. But always appreciate you taking some time for us, Councilman Lucas. And before we dive into the agenda for City Council, let's ask, how do you feel about some of these elections and the way that they turned out locally?
Well, great. I mean, it was a great election season, as we've talked about before here, and kudos to the people that run the elections. I mean, I know Ron Meyer, who the work he does, for example, just printing the ballots and making sure those are accurate over at Meyer Creative. Those are little things you don't think about, and our officials and the job they do. I mean, when you hear all this stuff in the nation about potential fraud and all that in these elections, I sit back and I think that could never happen in North Platte, Nebraska, and it makes you proud to live in a place like North Platte. But there was some at the city level pretty interesting results. You know, the mayoral race was a good race with a couple quality candidates, and I'm excited about Mayor Kelleher and what I think his focus will be. And then the city council, you know, as a sitting city council member, yeah, I think you have to look at those results and say, you know, we had two cohorts on the council that ran for re-election and were not successful. And as a current council member, I think you have to take some notes from that. I mean, it's the old Mark Cuban's favorite saying, whether you like Mark or not in his politics, but he always talks about you have to learn how to learn. And I've been thinking about that a lot from the council results. Is as a council member, I have to really think about why the community was so anxious to roll council members out. Now, with that said, all respect to the candidates that ran and won, because they're really good candidates. Mm-hmm. Really like all of them. But there's a lot of things that I have to think about as a council member in terms of what the citizens expect and deserve from the city council.
Do you think that you and Pete Bowles can get along in representing Ward 2?
Well, we worked together on the Planning Commission for a long time.
I know,
time.
That's what worries me.
And, you know, we don't agree on 100% of things.
Sure.
But we do agree on a lot of things that I think, in general, we have a lot of agreement on the way that that city government should function and what the focuses should be and being development-friendly. But I, you know, in Ward 2, those are two great candidates. Mm-hmm. But I am excited to be back at the table with Pete. You know, he was the chair of the Planning Commission for many years. I was the vice chair for the last couple of years before I was termed out there, and we work very well together. And I know we'll both do everything we can to represent Ward 2 to the best of our ability.
The thing that I like about that combination of Ward 2, and it was going to be a great combination of Ward 2 no matter how the citizens decided to vote, but with you and Pete, you mentioned that you guys don't always see eye to eye, but if you guys do disagree, you shake hands and walk away. I mean, there's no pointing the fingers, there's no yelling. I mean, you and Pete, if you disagree, it's a respected disagreement. It might be a little bit of an argument, but it's all respected, and we need a lot more of that.
Yeah, you know, one of the principles we've built our business on at Nebraska Land Bank is that healthy debate and healthy conflict drives the best decision-making results. So first you have to have a group of people at the table you trust and that you have respect for, and then you can engage in healthy debate and healthy conflict, and then you can ultimately make the right decision. But you got to go in with the perspective of wanting to learn and wanting to listen, and then you make the right decision based on your values. And I think if everybody follows that, and frankly I think that's a lot of the problem the city council's had the last couple years, is that I think people have been afraid to have good, healthy debate, and they have kind of do a lot of research ahead of time, kind of make up their mind on what they want to do. I think we need to hash some of those things out at the council. I mean, if people got concerns, let's get them on the table. Let's talk about it. Let's you hear the saying a lot about people don't need to see how the sausage gets made; they just want to buy the sausage. But sometimes people want to see how things come together because they want to learn and they want to have input on things. And I think what the council can do better going forward is really boiling into some of these issues, getting everybody's opinions on the table, taking a little more time to do that, and then having the public participate in that as they're willing. But I think it's important for all the council to note, you know, Mayor Livingston has been a tremendously popular mayor, and wonderful mm-hmm. things have happened in North Platte during his tenure. But city council members aren't doing so good with reelection last few years.
Right.
And so, you know, we have to pay attention to that. And to me, I really care about getting reelected. I mean, I'll decide a year from now whether I'm going to rerun even or not. But the thing is, we have to deliver what our community wants, and we have to do a better job as city council members of really diving into the issues. I mean, you take Iron Eagle, for example. It took the council way too long to act on that, and people get upset about those types of things, and rightfully so. So I would guarantee you that I'm paying attention.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you did pay attention to something like that, because I do think that's important, and I do agree with that. And you were sworn in on the last big election cycle.
Yep, so I'm 2 years in. Councilman Reeker and I were joking about a month ago that, you know, we got sworn in 2 years ago, and we've been the real novice councilmen who have been kind of going through orientation, and now all of a sudden we're in the senior club.
No longer the freshman.
Yeah, no longer the freshman. Our tenure just jumped tremendously.
So. It did. So looking at the agenda tonight, Councilman Lucas, what are the hot topics or big things that are catching your eye in your council seat?
You know, two big things caught my eye tonight. First of all, we're going to get our first look at the fiscal year and financial reports, and these are just in draft format at this point. But there was something I was wrong about during the pandemic. When the pandemic started, I was concerned. I really penciled it out and thought we were going to lose $500,000 to $1 million of sales tax.
I remember that.
And I brought some information to the council, and, you know, the good thing is I was wrong. We've learned some things from this pandemic about North Platte and its quality of a trade area. You know, our revenues are up a little bit over what was most recently estimated.
Amazing.
and about level with budget. The City Hall did a fantastic job of reducing expenses out of concerns about the pandemic and overall just trying to become more efficient. And so it ended to be a very good year for the city in terms of building positive cash reserves and beating budget. The revenue side held, and the expense side improved. And so we should be very proud of our city employees and the work they did this year. I was truly nervous that we were going to lose $500,000 to $1 million in sales tax as a result of the pandemic. Fortunately, vehicle sales were up tremendously. And secondarily, internet sales and the sales tax from those continues to be an inclining revenue source for the city of North Platte. And so we ended the year better than expected, but I was nervous about the budget.
Well, it's a logical fear, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things, be prepared for the worst, and then you hope for the best. And, and I'm really happy for the city that things are going to end up okay. But we still have to keep our eye on the ball because we're not out of the woods on this yet.
Are you talking the end of the fiscal year?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Yep, end of the fiscal year.
So that was a
year.
Month or so ago. And so we still have some concerns going forward, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know where this is going to go with business revenues and consumer spending and most importantly, unemployment rates. Nebraska and North Platte in particular, we're one of the most resilient places in the country for the pandemic. So we've been fortunate to date.
You've probably never been so happy that you've been wrong before, have you, Ty?
I love being wrong about things like that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I can be wrong often as long as it's good for the community.
Yeah,
but I'm all
that's
for it.
Fine,
yeah,
yeah.
The other thing that I think is important tonight is the Planning Commission. I guess you could talk about this more than I can, but the Planning Commission has some amendments to the comprehensive plan. And really nicely laid out. And one of the big items that I'm looking at in particular is the plans for annexation. And I thought I'd make just a couple comments on annexation, then flip it to you guys on this. But annexation is an interesting topic because it has such kind of big pros and cons to everybody mm-hmm. involved. And I don't think people realize that. You know, what annexation is really about is right-sizing your community and equalizing taxes for the users of your community. And so, when you talk about annexation, people talk about, well, there's benefits of being in the city. A lot of it's about tax equalization, so let's not kid ourselves. A lot of it is about who should be paying sales tax that's part of our community, who should be getting city services and the plans to get them city services. It's also about getting good statistics for your community in terms of population and growth. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the blight and substandard economic development tools. The bigger your community is, the more area you can have within your 35% to use, like micro-TIF, mm-hmm. That program and the TIF programs and some of that for economic development. And so annexation discussions, to me, are going to be the big component of this comprehensive plan. And there's always, if you're somebody who's getting annexed, there's certainly pros and cons. And so this deserves the council's attention.
And there's going to be public hearing on it, too, so it's going to be interesting to see if there's any members of the public that have some opinions on this. I'm sure there's going to be a few that will show up and have a couple of opinions.
I would guess so. You know, there's no actual annexations on the agenda. This is just the overall comprehensive plan where you lay out the priorities, which is one of the big functions of the Planning Commission. I mean, you guys are out there looking ahead for the community, and I think you're coming to the council saying, hey, we've got this future comprehensive plan laid out of where we'd like to see things go in the city, and now we get all talk about it and decide whether to adopt it.
And really, this is just the ball is starting to roll. That's what I feel like we've been doing on the Planning Commission, and I feel like that's what we're taking to the council tonight is we're not annexing anything today, like you said, Ty, but the ball's just starting to roll a little bit, George.
Mm-hmm. You're just laying out the policies and the practices, or the practices that might be implemented, the framework.
Yep. Yeah, the framework's being laid out. We're laying the groundwork.
For some annexations that may occur.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought there were some pretty neat little suggestions in that plan that we're going to be looking at tonight. You know, just things like some of the cluster development that talks about how you can develop in conservation areas with, around creeks and trees and how you can maintain that. I also thought there was some various little suggestions on development that I thought the city could use as good best practices.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I think it's going to be real interesting. I'm most excited, I think, for the public comment on this.
Yes.
And see what the public has to say. We've had some comments at the Planning Commission on it, but it's not been any, I want to say maybe one or two individuals, and I think that there gets to be a little bit more when it gets to the council level.
Yeah, anytime it doesn't affect a particular property, you tend to have maybe less interest than you do if it's
sure.
if there's an actual annexation reading going on. And this is probably one of those topics where the people affected are going to be the most vocal, especially if
sure.
they have a negative feeling about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the community should care about this because it does affect sales tax revenue. It does affect in theory, you should be better at anything you do bigger. So take trash service, for example, or utility delivery. The bigger our community is, the more efficient you should become on a per house basis. And
mm-hmm.
so this annexations do matter to every citizen because it's about the size of the pie of your community and then how the sales taxation in general. You know, property tax is a little bit there's a little alteration if something's annexed, but sales tax is the bigger issue.
Yeah, it's pretty minor in comparison to everything else involved.
Right.
But you're talking about taxes on sales that occur outside the city limits, but near the city. An annexation would bring that sales tax into effect, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And so what, as a community, what you have to be careful of is that you don't get so much going on outside of your rim that you're still basically serving that mm-hmm. area as a community and sure. those people and their employees and all that, but they're not paying the same sales tax that somebody who's just on the other side of the border is. But there's a lot of arguments both ways, and so it isn't just that you should annex everything on your rim. You do really have to be clever about it.
Yeah.
You mentioned briefly there a little bit about natural features and natural resources and some tips that are laid out in this framework here. And I want to make sure that's clear to our listeners. I think you're talking about a creek or a Fremont Slough possibly or some areas like that where there's protections. The idea is protect the natural resources, right?
Yeah, there were a couple basically the city, a consultant, Marvin Consultants, who helps the city mm-hmm. of North Platte a lot, put together this study on alterations of the comprehensive plan, and they had some little ideas. One was called, I think it was something of the nature of like conservation developing.
Okay.
And it talked about going to areas that have nice natural features and kind of building around them
uh-huh.
to bring that versus having to go out and create a bunch of, you know, landscaping and plant
sure.
trees for a new subdivision, that you should put some development near those things without disrupting their mm-hmm. natural beauty and what they bring to the environment. The other idea that they talked about was allowing ghost platting, what they call ghost platting, within a mile of city limits. And ghost platting is where you allow somebody to basically draw up a subdivision and you kind of pre-approve it, but you don't pass it. And the reason you don't pass it is because if I'm a farmer on the edge of town and I own land, well, as soon as it gets platted and zoned into lots, I'm going to pay taxes on residential home lots, mm. even though the ground is still being used for maybe crop production mm-hmm. or for livestock, and so then their tax basis gets out of whack. Well, ghost platting is an idea where you can allow people to kind of pre-approve those lots and have them ready, and tell them they can, you know, get it filed, and then the taxation flips at that point in time,
mm-hmm.
and so it's that was suggested in this consultant's analysis too, which I think
that's
is a great
smart.
Idea.
Seems smart.
Yeah.
That way the landowner doesn't have to pay taxes on land that he's really not being used for its use. It's higher tax use. So yeah.
One thing I know about banking is when somebody wants to buy a lot and build a house or build a business, they want to go. They want that lot shovel ready.
Sure.
And so anything you can do to have your community shovel ready but not punish the people that have made the land shovel ready,
mm-hmm.
that's the key.
Okay. Finding that balance, I guess you would say.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds like you've given this a lot of thought already, Ty, so appreciate that. What else is on the agenda? Is there anything else?
You know, everything else to me was kind of the standard stuff we do at City Council. Streeter Electric is looking to rezone a lot on Front Street so they can move Streeter Electric from Sutherland to North Platte.
Okay.
And so I went to the Planning Commission meeting and listened to that presentation, and I think it was unanimously adopted, too.
It was, and I want to say that's something I'm extremely excited about. I was really excited. I mean, this is a great Lincoln County business that wants to move their headquarters into North Platte right along Front Street. And we talked about it on the commission a little bit, how, and I think Judy Clark brought it up, that Front Street's kind of becoming the place where we'll see some more things like this. We already have a lot going on Front Street with this, and I think adding another thing to it is great, and I think this is a great established Lincoln County business. They want to come to North Platte. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I am too. You know, I know a number of the business owners on Front Street, and this gets back to that conversation we continue to have in North Platte about combining new development and redevelopment and how you mm-hmm. need to have both. And what's going on Front Street is redevelopment. The big advantage to redevelopment is that your infrastructure is already in place, and so you can get in at a lower cost. Now, it's not the same customer traffic location is being out by the mall or out by I-80,
sure.
That's more where you're going to have more traditional new development because you're trying to get near those traffic patterns if you're a retailer. But if you're a business like Streeter Electric, you can come to Front, which still gives you a good customer presence, but the infrastructure is already in place. You can get a lot at a reasonable cost, and so you can do a construction project at a reasonable cost that a contracting company can afford and make sense of. And so I actually think that project is the perfect example of why a community needs to be looking at both development and redevelopment and with equal focus on each, because you really need to be supplying areas for both those types of projects.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. Anything else that stands out to you, Councilman Lucas? I think a lot of, outside of what we've already mentioned, housekeeping items really on the council meeting.
Yeah, everything else I think tonight's pretty standard. You know, this will be the last meeting with the current council and with Mayor Livingston. I think it's the last meeting, and I've appreciated serving with all of them. You know, I was critical a little bit earlier about us not hashing things out hard enough sometimes at the council level with this group, but I do really respect and like everybody on the current council. Again, I commend Mayor Livingston for everything that's happened in the city under his watch, in particular the people that he's hired and has in place. Very impressed with. And so, no, it's just time for turning to the page. I'm excited for the change. I'm excited to be part of it. I'm so excited that I'm going to juice back up my campaign Facebook page. You know, I'm not a social media user because I'm on the computer all day and I just kind of like to be away from that at night.
Understandably,
but I'm going to queue my campaign Facebook page up to make it easy for people to message me. I've noticed that over the last month the calls into me have slowed down a little bit, and in talking to the other candidates they've been getting a lot of Facebook messages. So I'm going to have that by the next time I'm sitting here. I'm going to have that all queued up and ready to go, because I really want to stay in touch with constituents, and I think that's another important lesson that, you know, you just want to do the best you can when you're trying to serve the community. And so I'll have that back up engaged by the next time I see you guys.
All right.
Exciting, exciting.
Yeah.
Well, Councilman Lucas, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck at the council meeting this evening, and we'll see you in December, sir.
It's nice to see you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning right after this on Husker Radio's KODY.